1 Corinthians chapter number 3. I want to share just a simple thought that God has put on our hearts for this evening. And then I believe we need to spend some time praying tonight, not just for the families of our church, but praying for America and several that have passed away through the shootings. And I'm not going to say too much about that, but we just need to pray for America. There's nothing taking place that a good dose of the gospel in their hearts wouldn't take care of. And that's sure what we need. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse number 1, the Bible says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men?" Who are we supposed to walk like anyway? Christ. "For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal?" You see the phrase coming down through here, every verse as he's coming down through? 1, 3, and 4. "Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." There's two illustrations that are given in this passage of Scripture. One is of planting a garden. The other one is of building a building. There's two simple truths that I want for each and every one of us as God was speaking to my heart about this. And the reason that God brought it up through the Apostle Paul is because the church at Corinth, when he was supposed to be feeding them with meat, was feeding them with milk and was calling them carnal. Now, I've heard some people say that there's no such thing as a carnal Christian. Well, the Apostle Paul called the believers at Corinth. He said, "You're not able to bear the meat that I'd like to feed you with." He said, "You're carnal, and you're carnal," because he was dealing with them in relation to the divisions that were in the church. Some were saying, "Well, I'm of Paul, and I'm of Apollos." In other words, Paul's the one that led me to the Lord, and Apollos is the one that led me to the Lord. And I believe Paul's saying enough is enough. We belong to the Lord. And he's reminding them that Apollos watered, Paul planted, but it was God that gave the increase. And he reminded them that it's not about the person that planted, it's not about the person that watered, but it's God who gave the increase. We had this experience yesterday, and playing real fresh in my mind, that I got a text on Tuesday from a young man that's been coming to the church and bringing his girlfriend. And he texted me on Tuesday morning, and he said, "I just wanted you to know that Ashley, when we left the church service on Sunday, she said, I want to be a Christian and I need that in my life. I'm just too shy to raise my hand." And now in my mind, I'm saying that's perfectly fine. No problem. He's texting me about it. I said, "Let's get together as soon as possible." And we set it up for yesterday afternoon, was able to sit down and start talking. And it's just like standing there with a basket and allowing the fruit to be able to fall off the tree, because the Holy Spirit of God has already done the work. And I said, "Are you enjoying the services?" I said, "Are you enjoying church, just getting to know each other?" And Crystal was there with me, and Josh was there. And we're all sitting around talking. She's like, yeah, and I know this is what I need in my life. And I'm just too shy to put my hand up. And I said, well, why don't we just get that taken care of? And so I started thinking about that. I said, you know, I said, there's many people that have come by specifically, and you can probably think back over your life on how many, and just to finish the story, she did bow her head right there and trust Christ as a Savior. And had a wonderful time there, excited, already lined up and scheduled for discipleship. And guess what? They've already told other people. Now go figure. They're confessing with their mouth the Lord Jesus, okay? And praise the Lord for it. But each and every one of us that are saved can probably look back over our lives, and we can probably now be able to pick out maybe some that planted in our lives and some that watered in our lives. And then someone else would come along and maybe dump a little bit more water on it. And then God gave the increase. And we trust the Savior for that understanding. But I want to show two things for us this evening just to be able to encourage us. First of all, every one of us have a part. Now, there's some cases, and I love when God gives the increase and I get to be there and I get to be able to have that fruit fall off into the basket. I'm not for, and this was several years ago, that there was a phrase that was trying to be made popular. I don't think it ever was according to spiritual qualifications, but that, though, boy, they picked that one green. I don't believe you can do that with a soul, okay? In other words, they got saved before they even knew it, before they were even ready. I do believe this. I do believe that the Word of God is what we plant with, and the Word of God is what we water with, and every single one of us have a part. Every one of us, as we come in contact with people, you say, well, what's my part today? I don't know. There's been some times that I feel like we've just been able to plant a seed with some people. But then other times you walk up and maybe you're trying to be a witness and a testimony, and they bring up that someone's witnessed to them. Yeah, my grandmother told me about that. Well, obviously, you know, you're not doing the planting right there, but you can be pouring some water on that. And every one of us have a part to be able to play in the sowing of the gospel. People that we come in contact with, there's some that have never heard. You say, what can we do? We can plant a seed. That's what we can do. We can plant a seed. Every one of us have a part. We can water that seed. But listen, not all the time is that going to bring forth fruit immediately at that point. How many here got saved the very first time you heard the gospel? There are no hands that went up. Aren't you glad that God didn't quit allowing someone to give you the gospel after that seed had been planted? Now, I can't say it was the first time that I heard it, but it may have been the first time that I understood it because I was a young boy. But I thought, how many times in our lives we see this, and sometimes we give up hope, and we're just saying, hey, nothing's taking place. Maybe we just need to pour a little more water on it. Plant a little bit. Every one of us have a part. So here's the question for tonight. Is, are we doing our part? So every person has a part, but then it's our responsibility to participate. So we had a joke going around a little bit between me and Brother Joe and Brother Don when we were planting the trees out here. And it was based off, I heard of a road crew that they were planting trees. And then there were three of them, three men that were working. And one man would come up and he would dig the hole. And the second man would come and put the tree in the hole. And the third man would come behind and fill the hole. And so a man watched that throughout the day as he was close by, and then saw the next day there was only two of them, and the one man would dig the hole and the other man would fill in the hole. And after he watched that four or five times, he walked up to him and he said, what's going on? And he said, oh, he said, the guy that puts the tree in, he's sick today. And so everybody had their part. Now, I'm not saying that Christianity is a union job, that, well, I'm only one that plants. I can only talk to people that have never heard the gospel before. Well, I can only, if they've heard it before, then I can water it a little bit. No, I'm the harvester. I'm the one that comes by. I'm just here to pick the fruit. That's not how it's set up. Every person has a part, some days for planting, some days for watering, some days we get to be there to be able to reap the fruit, but it's up to each and every one of us to be participating. So the question God's put on my heart today is, are we a part? Or really, I have written down here, and this was from quite a while ago, because the Bible says in verse number 9, for we are laborers together with God. Now, if we're laborers together with God, that means God's working too, right? That means God's working, we're working with God. In other words, it's not that I'm working with you or you're working with me, but each and every one of us are working with God. Aren't you glad that God always shows up for work? So the question is, and what I have written down here is, do I always show up for work? If we're laborers together with God, we want God to work, but are we doing our part? Are we doing what God desires for us to do? I wonder over the past few days, is there someone that God's put in our path that God wanted us to water it a little bit? Is there someone that God put in our path that maybe He just pricked our hearts a little bit and said, I want you just plant a seed. Just say something for the glory of God. Just say something that would be an encouragement, just enough maybe to get them thinking. Some plant, some water, each and every one of us have a part, but it is our decision on whether we participate or not. We are laborers together with God. The second illustration that he gives here is about a wise master builder and the foundation being laid, and then another buildeth upon. And he tells us to be very careful how we're building. And we don't want to build with wood, hay, and stubble. We want to build with gold and silver and precious stones. So every one of us have a part, but are we all participating? Are we laborers together? Let me ask, when God looks down from heaven, is he looking at Granite State Baptist Church and each and every one of us and saying we are laboring together? Or are there sometimes we're just not showing up for work? How many have ever been part of a job that people would show up for work, but it'd almost be better if they didn't? So it seems like there's more than one that's ever experienced that. And it's just like after about 5 or 10 minutes, so you can actually determine, say, why don't you just go home? Because if I'm going to have to do my job and not just do your job, but undo your job and then do your job right, there's no sense in adding all that on. And sometimes we're just saying I'm laboring by myself. But when it comes to the spiritual matters, we're laborers together with God. God shows up every day for work. Every day. And I just wonder, have we showed up for work? We have our part. We have our job description. But are we participating? Oh, yeah, I got a great job description. This is everything that I'm supposed to be doing. Well, what have you done today? Absolutely nothing. We're laborers together. Because this is God's building. This is what God wants to see accomplished. And it's not about who laid the foundation. It's not just about the builder that's putting the blocks together. It's about each and every one of us doing our part and showing up for work. And listen, I'm saying spiritually. Showing up for work where God has us each and every day. God may give us an opportunity. Now listen, you may go a couple days and you haven't been given an opportunity to be able to plant the seed at all. God knows that. But then we may have a day that you get to plant the gospel seed 3, 4, 5 times, or a dozen sitting inside of a jail cell somewhere. Who can tell? Well, you may get somewhere and, boy, it's amazing when God starts speaking to a heart. And then you just get to be able to be there to water it a little bit. And then maybe right in front of your eyes, the gospel bloom starts to come forth. And you get to be part of reaping that fruit. What a blessing. You know, I found out this. It's not that any one person can take the credit of saying, that's all mine. But it's about each and every one of us saying, you know, there's been a lot of prayer put into that soul being saved. There's been a lot of testifying that's gone into that. Someone has watered that seed over and over and over again. I just get to be there to be able to watch God bring the fruit forth. But it's every one of us being a part. What if someone didn't water that seed or plant that seed when God told them to? Hey, it might be planting the seed of kindness too. Maybe planting the seed of forgiveness. Being able to see that come forth and asking God, God, I know my part. Now would you help me to participate? Because we're laborers together. Are we making God work by himself? Or I wonder if we'd be saying, God, I'm going to show up for work tomorrow. And we're going to be laborers together. God, we're in this thing together. God, I'm with you. Not God with us, I'm with you. And God, where you're working, I'm working. Let's show up for work spiritually. Show up for work. Laborers together. God might use you to be able to plant a seed. God might use you to be able to water a seed. God might use you to be able to put some blocks down on the building and be able to see the family of God being built, and praise the Lord for it. Let's just be found faithful, participating, and doing our part. Because we miss it sometimes. We do. And I'm just asking God if you'd help us. We'd be more faithful, planting seed, sowing it on a regular basis, participating, seeing it watered. It's up to God to give the increase. I made the statement this week. Someone asked me about it. I had to repeat it because someone else said, I didn't catch that. Can you say that again? I said, I was told if we tell enough people about Jesus, Jesus will tell enough people about our church. And that's all we got to do. Just tell people about Jesus. You say, don't tell them about our church? No, that'll come. Especially if they fall in love with Jesus. They'll want to be where Jesus is, and we just need to make sure that he's here. Some plant, some water. God gives the increase. Are we doing our part? Are we doing it? Amen.